With the so-called fiscal cliff looming at the end of the year, President Obama and Congress have begun talks that could result in an agreement to avert the congressionally mandated $500 billion in tax increases and $109 billion in domestic and Pentagon spending cuts that are scheduled to kick in on January 1st. President Obama opened with a proposal that echoed his campaign theme of demanding that the Bush-era tax cuts for the nation's wealthiest 2% be allowed to expire, while retaining reduced tax rates for those making under $250,000. Obama's plan would raise taxes by $1.6 trillion while cutting $350 billion from the Medicare and Medicaid programs over the next decade by lowering drug costs and reimbursements to health care providers. In their counteroffer, the House Republicans proposed increasing taxes by $800 billion over 10 years through an overhaul of the tax code that would eliminate unspecified tax breaks while lowering tax rates overall. The GOP plan would leave the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest in place. Over the next 10 years, the Republicans would cut $600 billion from health care programs by increasing the eligibility age for Medicare and raising Medicare premiums for higher-income beneficiaries. The GOP also proposes lowering cost-of-living increases for Social Security recipients. While the president promptly rejected the Republican Party proposal, progressive groups were leery of an eventual deal that could see major cuts to social safety net programs, some of which were specifically embraced by Mr. Obama during his talks with the GOP House Speaker John Boehner in the summer of 2011. Your reporter spoke with Alex Lawson, executive director of the group Social Security Works, part of the Strengthened Social Security Coalition, made up of 300 national and state organizations. Here, Lawson talks about the fiscal cliff negotiations and his group's efforts to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid from proposed cuts in what is often referred to as the grand bargain.
What we saw from the president was something that we've been asking for over 2 years. We've been asking for the administration to stand strongly for these American programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And in the offer he did, they've been saying Social Security is off the table. Social Security by law cannot borrow a penny, so it cannot contribute to the deficit. Therefore, it has no place in any deficit discussion. When it comes to Medicare, in the president's proposal, what you saw was some very large numbers, and they're scary, because $400 billion in savings is a lot of money that they're talking about over 10 years. At the same time, Center for American Progress put out a report that detailed $385 billion in savings and efficiencies that did not directly cut benefits. And I think that's an important distinction. So fundamentally, the president's offer did stay with what you're seeing as a united progressive position that says no benefit cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and no tax cuts for the richest 2%. On the other side, what you saw from the Republican counterproposal, it was just saying we're not going to enter these negotiations because it was not at all a real proposal. The revenue side of it was based on dynamic scoring, which basically means it's fake revenue. It included devastating cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and it didn't really spell out any of the specifics. It was not a serious attempt at negotiating.
Last year, President Obama reportedly was willing to deal away a lot of cuts in Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid as well, when he met with Speaker of the House John Boehner. And there are a lot of organizations out there very concerned about what might happen in the endgame of these negotiations that could very well see the White House meet the Republicans halfway, which might include some of these big benefit cuts and raising the retirement age of Medicare. What's your feeling about where these negotiations may go, given the history of President Obama's previous positions in what was called back then the so-called grand bargain?
Look, Social Security Works and the progressive movement writ large are united on a very simple line in the sand. It says no benefit cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and no tax cuts for the richest 2%. Any deal that crosses that line is unacceptable. The AFL-CIO, the SEIU, MoveOn, it's a host. It's the probably the largest collection of progressive organizations I've ever seen on a unified point. Now, where is the negotiation going to go by those on the inside? You know, I think we are worried because we have seen that the administration has, in previous negotiations, put forward cuts that are anathema to progressive values. But the one thing that we know we can control, and the one thing that your listeners know they can control, is we can make sure we are clear about where our line in the sand is. We can make sure that our legislators are hearing from us, that our member and our two senators are all hearing from us for the next 3 weeks, very clearly stating our line in the sand. This is the line, and anything that crosses, no benefit cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and no tax cuts for the richest 2% is unacceptable to us.
Alex, you talked about the large coalition that's come under the banner of no cuts to the nation's social safety net programs, but what kind of pressure can be exerted by this coalition of progressive groups to ensure that the White House, President Obama, doesn't cross that line in the sand? What can you do?
Well, I think that I believe in really simple plans. So at this moment, what we have to do is make a din in the clamor. We have to make sure that we are making as much noise as possible, both in D.C., which includes meeting with members, their staff, bringing constituents into the city, and walking them around the Hill. That's happening right now. The AFL and a collection of labor organizations did that last week. The 5th, there will be a call-in day, a national call-in day, that is also taking place at the same time as some actions in front of Social Security offices all around the country. These are the type of things, it really does work when you can create this pressure. I mean, we all know that the lame duck session, people are basically looking at the clock waiting for the time they can get on the plane and go home for the holidays. And if we can just make sure that everybody knows that the entire country is watching what they're doing, and we are not going to accept benefit cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. We're not going to accept tax cuts for the richest 2%. I think that D.C. is going to listen, and I think that most probably they'll somewhat kick the can down the road. They're not going to want to fly right in the face of this intense popular backlash or this organizing that's happening all around the country.
That was Alex Lawson, executive director of the group Social Security Works. For more information on groups working to protect the nation's social safety net and analysis of the fiscal cliff negotiations, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.